On the road to places not yet charted, far away from where it all got started, we'll be leaving this world, and you can never go home. Your last destination, to places unknown.
I don't get this. Where does this information come from?
Paul Mack Productions brings you Final Destination Unknown. A journey that begins at the end.
Is this bizarre or what? I thought since on side one I used The Mission, a Roland Jaffe film, I'd use Roland Jaffe's last film, music from that called The Killing Fields. Unfortunately, we don't have a room at Howard Johnson's called The Killing Fields that we can show the film at, so remember, side one, The Mission, is where you're going to be seeing the film, at The Mission Room at the Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge. That's right, it's Beverly Garland's, excuse me, Beverly Garland's Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge. I guess the gal's got bucks and she decided, hey, I'm bored, let's go buy a motel. Excuse me, it's a hotel. That's right. Anyway, okay, now, for those of you who would like to go see Final Destination Unknown, it's a short movie I made. It's like a student film project, but a lot better. All right, it's like a student film project, but better. Right, and I'd like you all to come down and see it because you are my telephone friends. That's right, you're my telephone friends, and I'm inviting you. Here's the scoop. Tickets are $2. The screening is at March 13th, 1987, at Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge in North Hollywood, 4222 Vineland Avenue. Now, if you'd like to go down there that night, take your chances. We might be sold out. I anticipate it to be sold out, but I'm encouraging you all to get your tickets in advance from me. And in a moment, I'm going to give you a chance to win a free pair of tickets for the 8 o'clock premiere screening. Oh, boy! If you could answer the telephone question I'm about to ask. Okay, anyway, here it is, gang. To get your tickets, Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. That's P.O. Box 2600. Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Send check, cash, or money order. I don't recommend you send cash, but if you're that dumb, go ahead and send it. Money order, that is, cash or check. If you're dumb enough to send money at all, that's too bad. Okay, to Paul Mack Productions, M-A-C-K, that's Mack Productions, Paul Mack Productions, and send it to the P.O. Box. Specify whether you'd like the 8 o'clock p.m. showing, which is our premiere screening, with all the movie stars from The Thing and various other people, or the 9:30 p.m. screening. And we'll, you know, send us the amount of money for each ticket you'd like, and come on down and see a movie. Now, it's a short film. I don't think you're going to be getting a lot for your money, because you aren't. No, you will. You'll just... For those of you who want to come down and are into these short little neat little things, it's more of a something to do on Friday night, you know. And let's see, it's going to be 27 minutes. It's a new film I just did, starring Andrew McGarian, Lisa Fuller. Lisa Fuller just did a new movie called Monster Squad. It's going to be coming out this summer from Orion Pictures, I believe. And it's a Peter Hyams project. We're also going to be showing that same night The Visitant, a movie I made in 1981. I was only 17 years old. And for the age and everything, it wasn't bad, but still, you know, it sucked. No, it didn't suck. As a matter of fact, Christy's sitting over the table making vitamins. Christy, come over here for a minute. Yeah, just for a second now. She's really busy, and she didn't know I was going to call over here, but I was going to get her opinion of the movie, since she's a woman, you know. For those women out there listening to the movie, now, come over here. Chris, now, you've seen parts of Final Destination Unknown. What do you think?
I think it's going to be very good.
You think it's going to be good? Now, in what form? Do you think it's going to be really good? Come on,
yes,
now. I made it now. You're not just being biased. I mean, do you think it's kind of a ripoff, you know, charging people $2 to get in or what?
No, I think it's for a good cause.
What's the cause, though?
Paul McFun. No,
no. No, I'm not making any money now, Miss Emma.
I know. No, you're not.
No, no, tell him I'm not.
No, he's not making any money. This is all money that is put into the room, but he's not making anything because that's the room costs way more than whatever he's going
to
get.
Yeah, so this is just a fun thing to do. And if you guys want to see a movie that Paul Mack made, it's like 27 minutes, it'd be worth it, huh, Christy?
Yes, it would.
Now, did you see parts of the movie?
Yes, I did, and it's very good.
It's very good. Did you like it?
Yes, I do.
What do you like best about the film?
I like the quality.
Well, it's only in Super 8,
but
still.
I mean, it looks good for Super 8. It doesn't look like a student film.
All right, it doesn't, but now let me ask you this. You know your buddy Michael J. Fox?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, my bud.
Now, I don't want to announce that he's going to be there or anything, but Christy's a good friend of Michael J. Fox, and do you think we can get him to go down? I mean, do you think we could ask him at least?
We could try.
Okay.
I'm going to ask.
We're going to ask Michael J. Fox, right?
Yes, we are going to ask Michael J.
Now, Michael J. Fox, you heard it there, gang. Now, we're not saying he's going to be there. We're just saying we're going to ask him.
Yes.
So if we ask him to go to the thing...
He might be there.
And that means you might be able to see him, but I swear to God, don't bother the man, okay? He's coming to see my movie.
Right.
Right. He's not going to be bugged by a bunch of people going, oh my God, it's Michael J. Fox. You know, I mean, this is a professional gig. I mean, I only have people like that there. I mean, you know, right, Chris?
That's right.
Okay, so you like the movie and you think
yes,
it's worth checking out?
Yes, and I think people should all see it.
That's right. Okay,
yes.
So thank you. Go back to making your vitamins.
Okay.
Making vitamins. Nino thinks it's other things, but Christy has this favorite song she likes, and it's a brand new song that we just ran on, that we just, you know, came up with. It's brand new that we just did for the movie. And it's called Roads Unknown. Now, I was going to hold this off and premiere it on feedback, but since the guy never gets back to me, this is only a Sunday tape. We're still probably going to have the official premiere over there, but I'm going to play you Roads Unknown, which in its entirety, it's a brand new song that we just recorded for Final Destination Unknown. It was recorded, composed, and performed musically by Jerry Danielson, who does all my musical scores, and it was sung by Mona Brandt, who's a very good singer. She's very, very good. Now, I'm going to give you the very first preview of the brand new song from the new brand new Paul Mack movie. Here it is, Roads Unknown by Jerry Danielson, sung by Mona Brandt. I hope you enjoy it. It's 4 minutes long, so kick back and check it out. that's a neat little ditty there that Jerry Danielson came up for Final Destination Unknown. That's completely original and copyrighted, Richie Calcom. that's called Roads Unknown by Jerry Danielson for Paul Mack Productions. Brand new film. Once again, this is a promotional tape inviting you all to come down and catch our premiere on March 13th at Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge, 4222 Vineland Avenue, North Hollywood. We've got a special contest for you here. Once again, we're taking input for ticket requests. Leave us your address every night this week in the evenings right here at 989-7500 or write to us at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Send us a $2 check and specify whether 8 o'clock or 9:30 p.m. screening. We're gonna play you a little clip now. This was some looping that we did for the film. Looping is when you redub a scene on the film. And there's one of the voices in this looped scene was done by an actor that actually didn't play the part in the film. Now, this actor is a well-known telephone personality, a buddy that I got to do this scene for me. Now, if you can identify this voice, whichever voice it is, you know, just identify the voice on the scene that is from who is a telephone personality, celebrity, so to speak, you can win a free ticket to the thing. So first of all, listen to this voice on this looping clip, and well, here it is.
What happened out here, officer?
You don't want to know, sir. Let's just move along, please. Come on.
Okay, well, there it is. One of the voices on that short clip is actually a telephone celebrity. Let me crank some music. We're running out of tape here. Okay, let's find it. Here we go. All right. One of those voices is a telephone celebrity. If you can correctly identify that voice, leave it on the input line any night this week. Say, hey, I know that guy. He's... And then leave me either your telephone number so I can contact you. Of course, I'll keep that strictly confidential and probably forget it the next day. And or secondly, write in, leave me your address or whatever so that I can send you those free tickets. If you're correct, I'll send you the tickets in the mail if you leave me your address. Once again, that's the contest. Who was that voice on that recording? If you know, let me know. Once again, hope you see my film Final Destination Unknown. It's not a big Hollywood feature. It's a low-budget movie. It only cost me $5,000 to make. But it's a lot of fun. We're looking forward to seeing you down there, and I'm sure going to be there. Even if you'd just like to meet Paul Mack, hey, I'm going to be there. But remember, gang, this ain't no phone party, you know. This is just one of those get-togethers that Mr. Mack has every now and then for his wonderful, wonderful cast and crew. And it's a premiere that we share with our actors and everybody else. So we're going to have two screenings at Howard Johnson's, 4222 Vineland Avenue, on Friday the 13th of March, 8 o'clock p.m. and 9:30 p.m. And tickets are only $2. Now, if you come down there, we can't guarantee we can get you in. But if you go right to the P.O. Box, 2600 Mount Wilson, California, 91023, send me check, money order, or cash if you dare. Request the amount of tickets and times you like. We can reserve those and get them right to you in the mail in time for the premiere. Hope to see you there. This tape repeats. This is just a screw-around tape, 5 minutes of it, and you've got the whole message. We'll catch you again and give you more information in just a few moments. This is Paul Mack. Bye-bye.